T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jim, how's your offseason going?
It's going good, guys. Good to talk to you. Long time no talk to.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's right.
Good to have you.
Yeah, absolutely. What's it going to be like doing the games without Deke next year?
Going to be a big adjustment. It really is. Going to be a big adjustment. Boy, we had 23 years together. That's a long time. That's a great run. And I think it will be a big adjustment for me. And I think a big adjustment for listeners who have heard Doug on the radio for so long. And even before I became his partner, I mean, Doug had done the games right after he left the playing field and went right up into the radio booth and worked with Jim Mueller and Nev Chandler and Casey Coleman. And then when the Browns left and came back, and then we became partners. So I talk to Doug all the time. And so nothing's changed so far in what our existence has been with each other, but it will definitely change when we get back to the football side of things.
We're talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Jim, let's get to the Browns in this offseason so far and what's happened here. Let's start with the big move today. I was really disappointed that they cut J.C. Treader. I understand they have young players and you can't keep everybody, but I got a lot of faith in Andrew Berry, and I've been mostly positive about what he's done, but I'm just scratching my head on cutting J.C. Treader. What were you surprised when you heard this or no?
Well, I wasn't really surprised at him because of the contract number and what their cap situation is. These are not the days of Sashi Brown where they had an unlimited amount of money underneath the salary cap and a lot of draft picks because they had lost a lot of football games. So things have changed a great deal. So his number was kind of flashing at you. And certainly in the wake of what happened yesterday with the official release of Jarvis Landry, you could kind of see where they're going. I would tell you this, that any time that I would talk to Kevin Stefanski, and we would talk every week in the lead up to the game and do a pregame interview, and he would glow when the name Nick Harris would come up, that they really liked Nick Harris, that Bill Callahan really liked Harris, that a year ago when they had the run and went to the playoffs, if you remember, they got hit with COVID and Harris went in and he played a guard and they thought he did very well. But he's a true center. And last year, they thought when he went into Green Bay on Christmas Day and played center that he played exceptionally well in his natural position. So I knew that they were very high on him and were waiting to get him into the lineup. So I think when you do the equation of JC with a pretty big number, this kid, they drafted him. He's one of their own, and they really wanted to get him in the lineup at some point. That's what kind of led me to believe that this was going to be the outcome.
Jim, what about the, you know, obviously Jarvis was let go. Amari Cooper is traded for over the weekend, you know, a big-time playmaker. Do you like that move?
Well, I did. I have to tell you, you know, I watched Landry as you guys did last year, and he had a rough year, obviously, with the injury. And he had kind of a bizarre year then. I'm sure, though he didn't come out and never really talked about it, and he didn't talk at all, as a matter of fact, you know, from one point in the season. But I'm sure the OBJ story had an effect on him. I mean, they are like brothers. I mean, they're best friends. And I know that I don't know what his true feelings were, you know, publicly about how he felt that all went down, but it had some kind of an effect. I just would watch him, Dustin. His body language as the year went on seemed very frustrated. Now, that could have been because he realized he wasn't even close to 100% because of the knee injury, and I'm sure there were other things that were aching and hurting him, or if he was just frustrated with where he was getting the ball, and it might have led to him getting in bad spots where he was taking on really harsh hits that led to more pain and more injury. But, I mean, his body language really was disconnected, I thought, and it wasn't the same old guy. So, you know, and again, now with his contract number, it just seemed like there was going to be a move made there. And their passing game just didn't strike any kind of fear in any opponent as the year went along. I mean, I think that, you know, as you went along, I just think people said, hey, listen, you know, I mean, I don't think that they're going to hurt us through the air. Let's just stuff the box, control Chubb or whoever else is in that backfield, and we should be okay. And so I think that they really knew that they had to add some length, some big play ability, some down the field fear striking in a defense with a wide receiver. And I think the Cooper move seems like a very, very wise move.
Jim, and to fix that passing game, obviously they've upgraded to Cooper, but they may also be trying to upgrade at quarterback. Browns, by multiple reports, locally and nationally, meeting with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, off the field, there's a lot of controversy surrounding the decision to trade for him if it happens. But on the field, he's clearly a top quarterback. Are you surprised they're going down this road?
No, I'm really not, because I will say this. Whatever everybody thinks about Andrew Berry, and of course he's had big high marks through his first couple of years here, but I think that they are so organized in what they're going to do, and they have, I think, really information and intelligence and scenarios on everybody. So I think, you know, Deshaun Watson's situation certainly is one that, you know, probably was close, if not right at the top of their list, that, hey, listen, let's investigate this thing. And I think that as I look at it, I mean, I think that they are obviously, despite what they said, you know, at the combine and what they said the day after the regular season ended last season, I think that, you know, I think that they realize they did not get great play out of the quarterback position that would get them over the hump. And there were a ton of close games that came down to a last drive of the football game, where if you go down and score, you end up winning the game. And if you had just gotten two of those last year, you're in the playoffs. And they just did not get that kind of play from the quarterback. Now, in the whole picture, how much of it was the injury? How much of it was just he had a bad year? The fact of the matter is they were hurting at that position. And I think they take a look at their roster and say, we should be better. What's the problem here? And the problem seems to be at the quarterback position. We have to get better play from him or get another guy. And that's why I think they're investigating the entire landscape of the quarterback field. And this, of course, is the hottest one right now.
Jim, in terms of, you know, Baker, and obviously I'm sure he's following what's going on with the Browns. I mean, how can you not? Yeah. I mean, even though he's off social media, I'm sure he's hearing the news. I mean, it's everywhere, probably getting texts about it or whatever. You think he'll be able to come back from this if they don't make a move for Deshaun or somebody else?
Well, I mean, I think that the number, you know, the situation is what it is, Justin. I mean, you know, it would be a difficult thing for him to come back, but I think he probably, you know, knows what the situation is. Now, supposedly there was a meeting with his representation and the Browns at the combine in Indianapolis a couple of weeks ago, and maybe they laid out this strategy. Hey, listen, we're looking. You might be hearing about us looking. Here's the situation here. We're not going to do a contract extension right now with him. We're in a wait-and-see thing. So if everybody put their cards on the table, then I think that he is fully aware of what's going on and was probably more aware of it than we are made aware of it right now, because we're just getting this news right now. So then there's the other side of Baker, where everybody says, hey, listen, this guy is as competitive as they come, and he's done this before, where if someone's challenged him, if he's met the challenge, then surpassed it, and he'll come back and he'll be better than ever, and he'll win over everybody, and he'll win the Browns' love again and get the contract extension and be their quarterback. It's a game. It's an interesting game. I don't think we know until we see how the dynamics of it play out, or if they're going to play out at all. I mean, I would think that if they're going right now and meeting with Deshaun Watson, they have some kind of plan in place that they would have some interested parties in Mayfield, because they would have to deal him away.
Yeah, no doubt. And John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, who obviously knows the Texans as well as anybody, said that the Texans wouldn't be interested in Baker, so it wouldn't be like he'd be part of that trade. Right, maybe they trade him to Indianapolis or Seattle or, you know, some of these other teams that have been connected to Deshaun Watson. It's really a fascinating situation. Do you feel like, you know, it's been so long since the Browns have had any consistency, Jim, at coach, at GM, and now we're going into a third year. I mean, they haven't even had 3 full years of a coach and GM together in forever. Do you feel like that both of those guys are in good stead with the organization, or is there are either potentially on the hot seat this year?
Well, we'll see how it plays out, but I think that they really have liked what they have done, and I think that I would think that ownership looks at it right now and says, "Hey, listen, I mean, this roster has really been improved a great deal. Did it deliver the way we thought it was going to last year? Absolutely not. I mean, a big, big disappointment. There is no way that team with that talent should have been sitting on the sidelines when the postseason began and be spectators rather than players in the NFL playoffs. So I think that's very, very disappointing. And it was maybe more than a half step back, maybe a couple of steps back. But the fact of the matter is that I think that they look at where the football team is right now as compared to before these guys came in, and I think they would say, we're on the right road. Maybe we got knocked back a little bit, but we'll try and solve that problem. And if it's a quarterback issue, then they're going to have to go out and get a quarterback. They know what the issue would be. I mean, you know, it's been pretty bold-faced the last couple of years what they were going to do. We're going to improve the offense the first year. We're going to improve the defense, which they did last offseason. Okay, maybe we have to just tweak this thing, but there might be a major move here. Maybe the quarterback position is holding us back. We have an awful lot of talent. We should be there. What's the problem? And if it's the quarterback, then I would think that Andrew Berry and this group would go out and get one. As far as Kevin Stefanski is concerned, I think they like what he does with the team. I think that if you notice, I mean, there's stability there, Adam, on his staff. Guys aren't leaving. They stay here. They get promoted here. So I think the whole stability factor, I think that they're pretty content with that. But it's a result business. And if it doesn't measure up, you know, next year, that would be, you know, an evaluating point for everybody.
Jim, how do you think that the relationship was with Stefanski and Baker? Certainly at the end of the season, it seemed like, I mean, this is just me judging from afar, but, you know, it didn't seem like they were connecting the way that you would like your quarterback and your head coach to connect. Did you notice that, or am I just reading the tea leaves?
You know, there might have been. Yeah, there was, I mean, you know, there was the standard Monday press conference with Kevin, and there was the point everything at me. You know, I got to be better. I got to put him in better play scenarios. Right. I got to get, you know, he's got to make better. I have to make better calls. I have to be a better coach. And, you know, that went on and on and on. But then there was a point, I think, where a lot of people were questioning what the strategy was in a game. And he would say, well, I thought that there were more answers like, well, you know what, we have to make that play. You know, I mean, I go back to the Christmas Day game and that bizarre last series when they're driving down the field with Nick Chubb just carving up the Packers, and that last set of downs, and, you know, the first play to Njoku, and, you know, everyone's going, why are we throwing there? And, you know, I think his answer that day was, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but the context of it was, well, I mean, the play was wide open if you make the throw, you know, and we hadn't heard stuff like that. So I get where you're coming from. And I also think maybe the last game when he didn't play in that game and the post game press conference that Baker had after the Pittsburgh game, where the decision was going to be made with me and my family if I'm going to play the last game against the Bengals. I don't know that went over very well.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's fair to say.
I didn't like it. I thought it was quitting on the team to some degree. I mean, everybody else played.
Yeah, that's, and you're right. And, you know, we're talking about Stefanski. You know, you're right. How did that fit in the locker room? How did that go over there? That, you know, I just didn't feel it had a good taste to it, that, you know, in the moments after that, in the days then leading up to the Cincinnati game.
Jim, are you more excited about the NBA playoffs coming up or the baseball season starting? What's more exciting?
Well, I tell you what, I'm really, you know, I'm hoping the Cavs, you know, they had a nice win last night. And, yep. I mean, they have been a great story. They really have. I mean, gosh, to see the way they've put that thing together, you know, in the wake of, you know, LeBron leaving and having to deal with that again. I just love the coach and I love the young players. And they're, you know, the most common thing that you hear people saying about the Cavs is this: they are a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they are a lot of fun to watch. And it kind of reminds me, Adam, of way back when Lenny Wilkins came in here and he had that real young team of Price and Doherty and Hot Rod Williams and yeah. those kind of guys. And they made the run to the playoffs and they were a ball to watch. And we watched them grow up. And that was really a lot of fun to watch them grow up and contend against those great Pistons teams and Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. And I kind of get the feeling maybe we're on the cusp of watching that same thing happen here. So I guess in the submission of getting an answer to you, I'm kind of excited about the NBA playoffs.
Although a little birdie just told me you're probably most excited about the NHL playoffs.
I love the NHL play. I love the NHL playoffs. My dad was, and I happen to be his son. For 10 years, Adam, I never missed a game at the Boston Garden in the Bobby Orr, Phil Esposito era. And I was in the Garden on Mother's Day, 1970, when Bobby Orr scored that famous goal against the St. Louis Blues. So I love the NHL.
Nice. All right, Jim, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for taking the time. Great stuff as always.
Thanks for allowing me to bring Bobby Orr into the conversation.
Yes.
Thanks, Jim.
Old school right there. Jim Donovan. The great voice of the Browns. Great to chat with him as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.